I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. I've been at meals, I've been at Sudas and Shabbos or Yom Tov for Purim or Simchas Torah, in which I'm present with people who have l'chaim or two or three or whatever amount that they felt is appropriate to drink, and they get a little bit inebriated, a little bit high, a little bit happy, and at the end of the meal, at the end of the Suda, we come to benching, and there's a question. There's a question that can come up. Now, the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Samach Dalet, tells us the halacha that shas or revius yayin, if you drink or revius of wine, a certain amount of wine that can intoxicate you, al yora, you shouldn't paskin any shailas. That's not the dilemma that I've ever encountered. I've never been at a suda in which someone who drank was subsequently asked the halacha question and he wasn't able to answer because he had drank. However, there's another halacha in today's Daf, that shasui al yispal, if someone drank, you shouldn't daven. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruchayim Simen Sadi Tes. Shasui yayin kedei revius, if someone drank a revius of wine, al yispal ad she yasir yeinu, until he's no longer affected by the wine. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though you have a high tolerance for alcohol, still you shouldn't paskin immediately, you shouldn't daven immediately after drinking a revius of wine. Now the question is, how much time has to pass? That's a separate discussion. However, what about all other brachas? The Gemara discusses davening. Shulchan Aruch says davening. What about all other brachas? So the Rama comments on that Shulchan Aruch again in Aruchayim Simen Sadi Tes, and he says shar brachas yachal levarach, you're able to make a bracha af al pishu shikar, even though you're drunk, you are allowed to recite all the brachas. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra. The Gra says that there are different levels of inebriation, there are different levels of drunkenness that really our Gemara discusses as well. That if you're at the point that any yachal ladaber lefnei hamelech, that it's inappropriate, you're unfit, you're slurring your words, it's inappropriate for you to stand in front of a king, you shouldn't make all other brachas as well. Not just davening, not just tefillah, but even shar brachas, it would be inappropriate. Now you would be yotze if you made the bracha, but it would be inappropriate, says the Gra. However, what about benching? Is benching unique? Does benching have a unique status aside from all the brachas? So the Mishnah Berurah, again in Aruchayim Simen Sadi Tes, points out that no, this halacha of shar brachas is extended to benching as well, that you're able to bench even though you drink. And the truth is that's really explicit in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Kuf Pehe, in the halachas of benching. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Afilu nishtaker kol kach, even if you became so drunk, at she'en yachol the dabra kara, you're not able to talk properly. You're a little bit off in the way you speak. Yachol levarach brichas hamazon, you are able to bench. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Behe explains that just because the Shulchan Aruch says you're not really able to talk properly, that's not necessarily the same stage that it's inappropriate for you to stand before a king. You're able to split hairs and say you may not be able to talk properly, but you're still at the point that it will be appropriate for you to stand before a king. Because as we said, if you're not able to stand before a king, then it seems that even all of the brachas as well, lechatchila, ideally you should not bench, you shouldn't make all other brachas as well. But there's another question that comes up also at the Suda, which you have someone who drank a little bit too much. Maybe he shouldn't be benching, maybe he should, maybe you can't really control him at that point, he'll bench regardless. The question is, are you able to use him to participate as part of a Zimun? You have two men that are still sober, you have one person there that's a little bit drunk, could he be the third man to be mashlim to create a Zimun? So the poskim write that although such a person would not be able to participate in regular minyan, he wouldn't be able to be counted as part of 10 people to create a minyan. However, for the three people necessary for a Zimun, it would be okay. And I think it's important to note that perhaps it's a little bit obvious that the poskim point out that if someone's at the level of drunkenness, he's stoned, he's out of it, he's kishikruso shalot, he really has no idea what's going on, and he will certainly not remember what's happening, then he's considered like a shota, a person that doesn't lost his mind. He has no chiyuvim mitzvos, and therefore if he benches, it wouldn't mean anything. And if he sobers up quick enough, then he would have a new chiyuv to bench in order to fulfill his obligations to make that bracha achrona.